The U.S. Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now. petersofkensington.com.au.
Well, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. I mean, it's great entertainment for us over here, I guess. Now the Democratic Convention underway. Harley.
Yeah, it's been interesting. I mean, the first thing that struck me when I saw the video or the pictures from inside the hall, the crowd's darker. There are a lot more people of color among the Democrats and the delegates there. It's striking, I think, because it's a very, very white crowd in the Republican National Committee or the convention. But this convention, just like the Republicans, although actually worse in some ways, started with a little more controversy. I mean, it was not Debbie Wasserman Schultz who banged the gavel. She resigned. The DNC has just apologized very recently over the hacking and the leaking of emails that indicated the party Biggs had stacked the primary deck for Hillary Clinton. They apologized to Bernie Sanders, his supporters, and the party for inexcusable, disrespectful language in the emails. They didn't say, "We're sorry for stacking the deck."
Bernie Sanders, though, has been outspoken in his support of Hillary Clinton, which is to his credit.
Yes,
I understand that Bloomberg, Michael Bloomberg, the former New York mayor, is going to support. So, but there's been a spike in the polls for Donald Trump, hasn't there?
Well, there was no surprise, of course, that Bloomberg would do that. Bloomberg was always a Democrat until he decided to become a Republican just so that he could run. We got a lot of noise here in the room because of this stuff.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, he was a Democrat forever, for many, many years, and became a Republican so he could run for mayor in New York. So for him to go with the Democrats was no big surprise, of course. Bernie Sanders will be speaking tonight. Elizabeth Warren and Michelle Obama also will all be talking tonight.
God, it's a lineup, isn't it?
It is. It's quite a lineup.
EPA targets?
Yeah, this is interesting, I thought, because
EPA decided
jet engines produce too much carbon pollution. So now they're setting the stage to impose limits on aircraft emissions under the Clean Air Act, which is going to be some pretty daunting challenges for the engine manufacturers to try to clean up the emissions on their very sophisticated kerosene burners without losing power.
Quite. Never mind about losing power. Just have a look at the price of the airline ticket.
Well, there you go. I mean, because what will happen if they lose power, the airplane won't carry as much. If it won't carry as much,
they
can't put as many people in it.
Absolutely.
And then they'll have to put more planes in the sky.
More planes in the sky, or alternatively, to get their money back, they'll have to increase the price of the fare. Now, are you the garbage man for a day?
Oh, no, but Ethan Deal is. He's a 6-year-old little boy whose make-a-wish was to be a garbage man for a day, riding on a big truck and helping to pick up the trash best he could. That's what he's been doing in Sacramento, California. He has cystic fibrosis, doesn't breathe so well, don't know how much longer he's going to live. So the Make-A-Wish Foundation made his dream come true.
You give us these lovely stories. Well done, Harley. Well done. There he is, Harley in the United States of America. It's 8:30.